Aries, March 21st to April 19th, blaming others for our problems is rarely helpful. If we expend emotional energy focusing on how people have offended and hurt us, we diminish our motivation to heal ourselves. We may also get distracted from changing the behavior that ushered us into the mess. So yes, it's wise to accept responsibility for the part we have played in propagating predicaments. However, I believe it's also counterproductive to be relentlessly serious about this or any other psychological principle. We all benefit from having mischievous fun as we rebel against tendencies we have to be dogmatic and fanatical. That's why I am authorizing you to celebrate a good-humored complaint fest. For a limited time only, feel free to unleash fantasies in which you uninhibitedly and hilariously castigate everyone who has done you wrong. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. What you are experiencing may not be a major, earth-shaking rite of passage. But it's sufficiently challenging and potentially rewarding to qualify as a pivotal breakthrough and turning point. And I'm pleased to say that any suffering you're enduring will be constructive and educational. You may look back at this transition as a liberating initiation. You will feel deep gratification that you have clambered up to a higher level of mastery through the power of your intelligent love and feisty integrity. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. You are now about halfway between your last birthday and next birthday. In the prophecy industry, we call this your unbirthday season. It is usually a time when you receive an abundance of feedback, whether you want it or not. I encourage you to want it. Solicit it. Even pay for it. Not all of it will be true or useful, of course, but the part that is true and useful will be very much so. You could gather a wealth of information that will help you fine-tune your drive for success and joy in the months to come. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. Legend tells us that the Buddha achieved enlightenment while meditating beneath the Bodhi tree in Bihar, India. He was there for many weeks. At one point, a huge storm came and pelted the sacred spot with heavy rain. Just in time, the King of Serpents arrived, a giant cobra with a massive hood. He shielded the Buddha from the onslaught for the duration. Now I am predicting that you, too, will receive an unexpected form of protection and nurturing in the coming weeks. Be ready to open your mind about what help looks and feels like. It may not be entirely familiar. Leo, July 23, August 22, in written form, the Japanese term ubaitori is comprised of four kanji, or characters. They denote four fruit trees that bloom in the spring: cherry, plum, peach, and apricot. Each tree's flowers blossom in their own sweet time, exactly when they are ready, neither early nor late. The poetic meaning of ubaitori is that we humans do the same. We grow and ripen at our own unique pace. That's why it's senseless to compare our rate of unfoldment to anyone else's. We each have our own timing, our own rhythm. These ideas are especially apropos for you right now, Leo. Virgo, August 23rd, Sept. 22, I hope you will hunker down in your bunker. I hope you will junk all defunct versions of your spunky funkiness and seek out fresh forms of spunky funkiness. In other words, Virgo, I believe it's crucial for you to get as relaxed and grounded as possible. You have a mandate to explore ultimate versions of stability and solidity. Shore up your foundations, please. Grow deeper roots. Dig down as deep as you can to strengthen and tone your relationship with the core of your being. Libra, September 23, October 22, every one of us is a hypocrite at least some of the time. Now and then, we all ignore or outrightly violate our own high standards. We may even engage in behavior that we criticize in others. But here's the good news for you, Libra. In the coming weeks and months, you may be as unhypocritical as you have ever been. According to my analysis of the astrological omens, you are likely to be consistently faithful to your ideals. Your actual effects on people will closely match your intended effects. The American idiom is, do you practice what you preach? I expect the answer to that question will be yes as it pertains to you. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, author George Orwell advised us that if we don't analyze and understand the past, we are likely to repeat the mistakes of the past. Alas, few people take heed. Their knowledge of our collective history is meager, as is their grasp of recurring trends in their personal lives. But now here's the good news, dear Scorpio. In the coming months, you will have exceptional power to avoid replicating past ignorance and errors, if you meditate regularly on the lessons available through a close study of your life story. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21. In his song, Voodoo Child, Sagittarian musician Jimi Hendrix brags, "Well, I stand up next to a mountain, and I chop it down with the edge of my hand." I encourage you to unleash fantasies like that in the coming days, Sagittarius. Can you shoot lightning bolts from your eyes? Sure you can. Can you change water into wine? Fly to the moon and back in a magic boat? Win the Nobel Prize for being yourself? In your imagination, yes you can. And these exercises will prime you for an array of more realistic escapades, like smashing a mental block, torching an outmoded fear, and demolishing an unnecessary inhibition or taboo. To supercharge your practical power, intensify your imagination's audacity. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 19. The name of my column is Free Will Astrology, because I aspire to nurture, inspire, and liberate your free will. A key component in that effort is to help you build your skills as a critical thinker. That's why I encourage you to question everything I tell you. Don't just assume that my counsel is always right and true for you. Likewise, I hope you are discerning in your dealings with all teachers, experts, and leaders, especially in the coming weeks and months. You are in a phase of your cycle when it's even more crucial than usual to be a good-natured skeptic who poses exuberant, penetrating questions. To serve your soul's health, refine your practice of the art of creative rebellion. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. Be like a beautifully made fountain that people love to visit, Aquarius. Not like a metaphorical geyser or stream or waterfall out in the natural world, but a three-tiered marble fountain. What does that entail? Here are hints. The water of the fountain cascades upward, but not too high or hard, and then it showers down gently into a pool. Its flow is steady and unflagging. Its sound is mellifluous and relaxing. The endless dance of the bubbles and currents is invigorating and calming, exuberant and rejuvenating. Be like a fountain. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, around this time of year, persimmon trees in my neighborhood have shed their leaves but are teeming with dazzling orange fruits. Pomegranate trees are similar. Their leaves have fallen off but their red fruits are ready to eat. I love how these rebels offer their sweet, ripe gifts as our winter season approaches. They remind me of the current state of your destiny, Pisces. Your gorgeous fertility is waxing. The blessings you have to offer are at a peak. I invite you to be extra generous as you share your gifts with those who are worthy of them, and maybe even a few who aren't entirely worthy. Homework. What can you make or do in 2025 that you have never made or done before? Start dreaming. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.